Arkham Horror LCG Complete Collection Guide, Every Box, Campaign and Expansion. Margot here. The cabinet is open, the lights are low and the details matter. Buy the 2026 Arkham Horror, the card game core set first. It is the current evergreen entry point, supports 1 to 4 players, and includes the 3-scenario asterisk Brethren of Ash campaign. Play that before buying more. 1. Compatibility warning matters. Older campaigns expect encounter cards from the 2016-2021 core, so 2026 core owners must use the official Arkham Grimoire substitutions or Fantasy Flights, print and play legacy encounter sets. Crisp answer first because this product line punishes vague shopping advice. You do not need a complete collection, 5 starter decks, sleeves for 1,000 cards or matching campaign and investigator boxes to begin. You need 1 2026 core set and an evening you can afford to lose to bad decisions. The record also needs a correction. Commonly claimed, the 2026 core is the first one-box version for 4 players. Not supported. The 2021 revised core already served 1 to 4 players from one box. What changed in 2026 is the evergreen starting point, the encounter card foundation for Chapter 2, 5 mechanically new investigators, and a new introductory story. I checked the current Fantasy Flight catalogue. The March 2026 asterisk Arkham Grimoire, Arkham DB, community buying threads, and campaign polls, so the path below reflects what a new investigator can actually buy and combine today. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. What do you actually need to start Arkham Horror LCG? 1 2026 core set. Nothing else is required for your first campaign. The box contains the investigators, player cards, encounter cards, tokens, chaos bag, rules, and all 3 scenarios of asterisk Brethren of Ash asterisk. Fantasy Flight released it on March 20, 2026 as the evergreen beginning of Chapter 2. It is a complete trial of the system, not merely a deck-building kit. Your first evening should answer 3 questions before your cart answers them for you. Do you enjoy drawing a chaos token after doing the probability correctly? Do you enjoy improving a personal deck between linked scenarios? Does your group enjoy a story where a bad result changes the record instead of demanding an immediate restart? If 2 of those answers are no, stop at the core. You bought a complete 3-scenario game and learned something useful. If all 3 are yes, Arkham has earned Phase 2. Sleeves, binders, playmats, premium tokens, 5 investigator decks, and a full campaign are optional. A phone or notebook for the campaign log is useful. Arkham Cards is convenient, but paper is perfectly valid. Margot's Phase 1 by the core, play all 3 scenarios, rebuild at least 1 deck, and only then decide whether this is a campaign hobby or a very good weekend. What goes together? Chapter 2, legacy campaigns and player cards. The clean rule is this: player cards mix across the whole game, encounter sets do not always line up automatically. Fantasy Flight explicitly says the 2026 core is the same game, not a new edition, and its player cards can mix with previously released products. That is the easy half. The difficult half is scenario setup. Chapter 1 campaigns, from the Dunwich Legacy through the Drowned City asterisk, were designed to borrow encounter sets from the 2016 original or 2021 revised core. The 2026 core replaced those sets with a new Chapter 2 library. Page 46 of the official Arkham Grimoire provides a substitution table so the new core can run most legacy scenarios. It also warns that the substitutions can be thematically strange and may alter intended plays. For the closest legacy experience, download Fantasy Flight's official print and play Chapter 1 encounter sets, sleeve the paper cards in front of spare cards, and use those. The Grimoire also records exceptions. The Witching Hour asterisk, for example, needs specific locations with no Chapter 2 equivalent. That is why the phrase fully compatible requires a footnote. Margot likes footnotes. They keep expensive sentences honest. The compatibility sentence that saves a return the 2026 core plays legacy campaigns through substitutions or print and play encounter sets. The 2016-2021 core does not contain the new encounter foundation that future Chapter 2 scenarios may require. Campaign expansion versus investigator expansion versus investigator deck. These names describe 3 different purchases. Read the noun after the title. Campaign expansion, the story you play. It contains scenario, location, act, agenda, and encounter cards for a complete campaign. it does not normally provide a new pool of player cards. Investigator Expansion, a broad deck-building library. It contains several investigators and player cards that can be used in any campaign. It does not contain the matching campaign story. Investigator Deck, one ready-to-play investigator with a legal level 0 deck and upgrade cards. The 5 Evergreen 2026 decks each contain 60 cards, one mini card and a rule sheet. They still require a core set and a scenario or campaign. Verified individual listings: Tommy Muldoon, Carolyn Fern, Andre Patel, Marie Lambeau, and Miguel de la Cruz. You may pair any investigator expansion or investigator deck with any campaign. Matching names are thematic packaging, not a gameplay requirement. Buying the Asterisk Drowned City Investigator expansion does not unlock the Asterisk Drowned City Asterisk story. Buying the campaign expansion does. Avoid a box labeled only Deluxe Expansion and avoid loose Mythos packs unless you deliberately collect the old 7 product release model and can verify every pack in that cycle. A Deluxe Expansion generally holds only the first 2 scenarios and part of the player card pool. One loose Mythos pack is usually one chapter without the rest of the book. The receipt Fantasy Flight announced the 5 decks for April 2026. The official Arkham site recorded them on sale April 17, 2026 at 60 cards each. Phase 1. How to play the core before buying more Start Asterisk Brethren of Ash on Easy or Standard. Easy is not a children's mode. The rulebook describes it as the mode for experiencing the story. Arkham tests judgment under uncertainty, and the symbol tokens remain capable of ruining a mathematically respectable plan. For 2 players, give the team distinct jobs. One investigator should reliably discover clues, the other should reliably handle enemies. Flexible cards are useful, but 2 decks that are both almost good at everything often become good at nothing. Use the recommended decks for the first scenario if deck building is slowing the start, then rebuild once you understand actions, skill icons, and resource pressure. Do not reset a scenario merely because the resolution is ugly. Campaign failure is content. Trauma, missed objectives, and altered setup are how the story remembers you. Reserve a full reset for a rules error that invalidated the game, not an honest loss. Before scenario 2, spend experience together and explain each upgrade aloud. That 5-minute ritual teaches the card pool faster than reading every card in advance. It also turns character growth into table culture. The fighter finally buys the weapon everyone survived long enough to fund. The clue finder quietly replaces the card that betrayed them twice. The 2-token rule before a test: ask what happens if you pull the 2 most common bad tokens. If both outcomes are disastrous, commit another icon or choose a different action. You cannot insure against the autofail. You can stop donating turns to ordinary bad luck. Phase 2. The best first campaign and first investigator cards after the core earns the spend. Add 1 evergreen investigator deck and 1 complete campaign expansion. You do not need all 5 decks. Pick by the job your table lacks. Tommy Muldoon for protecting the group and fighting. Carolyn Fern for clue finding tied to horror healing. Andre Patel for flexible rogue play. Marie Lambeau for spell-driven mystic play. Miguel de la Cruz for event and trap play. Its 8 scenario mystery begins with a disastrous performance of the king in yellow asterisk, moves through disappearances and unreliable memory, and lets doubt and conviction reshape the tale. A 2025 community poll shared across Reddit, BoardGameGeek, and major Arkham discords placed Carcosa first with an average 8.84. Popularity is not proof of personal taste, but that margin is useful evidence. If Carcosa is scarce or inflated, choose Edge of the Earth for an expedition with a readable structure, memorable companions, and a strong cinematic hook. Dunwich is mechanically simpler and historically the traditional next step, but Fantasy Flight now lists its repackaged boxes as out of print. Buy the complete box at a sane price, not the idea of a canonical order at any price. Community signal, not scripture. The 2025 poll put Carcosa first, Forgotten Age second, Hemlock Vale third, and Innsmouth fourth. Use the result to narrow a shelf, then let theme make the final choice. Phase 3, choose campaigns by mood, not release order. Arkham campaigns are largely self-contained. You are not obliged to buy them chronologically, and the investigator you played in one campaign does not need to continue into the next. Choose the horror you want to inhabit for 8 evenings. Best first story: The Path to Carcosa asterisk. Psychological uncertainty, theatre, and a campaign that changes how you interpret what happened. Best Cinematic Expedition, Edge of the Earth asterisk, Antarctica, Doomed Companionship, Branching Chapters and a Strong Sense of One Dangerous Journey. Best Classic Tutorial Campaign, The Dunwich Legacy, Missing Professors, Rural Dread, and Comparatively Direct Scenarios. Its design shows its age, but it teaches the full campaign rhythm cleanly. Best High Adventure Challenge, The Forgotten Age asterisk, A Mesoamerican Expedition, Supplies, Vengeance, and Time-Bending Consequences. Excellent but harsher on a blind run. Best Folk Horror, The Feast of Hemlock Vale asterisk, 3 days on an island, strange residents by day, mutated wildlife by night, and relationships that alter what you see. Best Late Shelf Climax, The Drowned City asterisk, a journey to Risen Arlae, trait-based tasks and Cthulhu as an actual culmination. It lands harder after you already understand what Arkham usually asks of you. The chart is directional, not a difficulty theorem. Player count, deck quality, blind choices, and the chaos bag can move any campaign several places. Do not start with the Scarlet Keys. Its open world, time pressure, route dependence, and unusually heavy reading are fascinating once you know the system. They are poor training wheels. Current beginner threads repeat the same warning. Spoiler-light story overview of every full campaign. Here is the archive label for each Chapter 1 campaign, with the endings left sealed. The Dunwich Legacy. Miskatonic professors disappear after surviving an earlier Dunwich horror. You investigate Arkham institutions, travel into rural Massachusetts, and discover that the local problem is not local. The Path to Carcosa, a performance of the King in Yellow, leaves bodies, gaps, and incompatible memories. The campaign keeps asking whether the horror is real, imagined, or a distinction without practical value. The Forgotten Age, an expedition to forgotten ruins, destabilizes history. Supplies, exploration, poison, and vengeance make this the pulpiest and one of the least forgiving blind journeys. The Circle Undone, a tarot reading, missing people, Arkham witches, and the Silver Twilight Lodge, pull you into a feud whose official versions of events do not agree. The Dream Eaters, two linked four-scenario campaigns, follow a sleeping party through the Dreamlands and an awake party confronting what crossed over. It can be played as either half or as an interwoven eight-part structure. The Innsmouth Conspiracy. You begin with damaged memory in a coastal town full of flooded streets and guarded secrets. Flashbacks gradually reveal why you came, while vehicles and flood pressure keep the investigation moving. Edge of the Earth. An Antarctic expedition follows in the frozen wake of a failed Miskatonic mission. Story allies become the emotional and mechanical spine of the journey. The Scarlet Keys. People and objects vanish from both reality and memory. A government group sends you around the world to recover paradimensional keys before the Red Coterie does. The Feast of Hemlock Vale. A botanist brings you to Hemlock Isle before a festival. You have 3 days to know its residents, explore its mysteries, and survive what the island becomes after dark. The Drowned City. An antiquarian's offer sends you to the Risen City of Arlae. Personal tasks and investigator traits alter the journey before the campaign confronts Cthulhu and closes Chapter 1. Brethren of Ash, Inside the 2026 Core, is the Chapter 2 prologue, a three-scenario investigation into murders and disappearances in a damaged Arkham. Children of Blood has been announced as the first small Chapter 2 campaign expansion. As of this guide's June 27, 2026 research date, it is not yet part of our buying order. Which player card purchase adds the most useful options? For a new 2026 collection, the highest value player card purchase is usually one Evergreen Investigator deck in the class you already enjoy. It is immediately playable, includes campaign upgrades, and avoids asking a newcomer to sort hundreds of cards before the next game. Buy all five only if your regular group needs five independent decks or you already know you enjoy building across every class. For the first large investigator expansion, availability may decide before theory does. The legacy investigator boxes are increasingly listed as past or out-of-print products by Fantasy Flight. The Dunwich Legacy Investigator expansion is traditionally recommended because many cards are straightforward staples, but scarcity can erase that value. The Drowned City Investigator expansion remains a strong current option. Six investigators and specialist cards that care about investigator traits. It is broad and interesting, but its card interactions are less introductory than a single evergreen deck. My order is therefore precise. One ready deck first, one large investigator box after your first full campaign, then targeted purchases guided by deck lists you actually want to build. Use Arkham DB with collection filters turned on. A deck that requires 6 out-of-print boxes is inspiration, not a shopping list. Collection filter every deck search on Arkham DB, mark only the products you own before browsing decks. The strongest list on the internet is not useful if half its engine lives in unavailable packs. How to make Arkham more fun, faster, and less fragile? The best Arkham accessories are social agreements. Components come second. Read story text aloud, but assign one reader. Rotating every paragraph sounds democratic and destroys rhythm. Let the strongest dramatic reader handle narrative. Let a second player run setup and verify encounter sets. Name a lead investigator, not a table commander. Rules give the lead investigator tie-breaking duties. They do not grant ownership of everyone else's actions. Each player should state their plan, then accept the token they draw. Cooperative games become tedious when one confident person plays 4 decks. Use a visible doom check. Put the doom threshold marker above the agenda, and have the mythos lead say current doom and threshold at the start of each round. Most accidental losses are clerical, not cosmic. Keep the campaign log ceremonial. Read each resolution before recording it. Date the entry. Add one sentence of table lore. Who failed the critical test? Which ally survived? What ridiculous card became sacred? These notes make a replay feel like a second expedition rather than recycled content. End on an upgrade draft. Even if the scenario runs late, spend experience before the group disperses. Give each player 2 minutes to explain one tempting upgrade and one card leaving the deck. The campaign remains alive between sessions. For atmosphere, use low instrumental music without lyrics, one warm lamp, and enough direct light to read card text without eye strain. Horror is improved by shadow, rules are not. The 90-second planning rule at the start of the investigator phase, give the table 90 seconds to identify the round's threat, clue, goal, and exit condition. Then play. Reopening the committee before every action is how a 2-hour scenario becomes 4. Setup, storage, sleeves, and the accessories worth buying the Cause Chaos bag is functional. Use it before upgrading it. The first accessory I would buy is not premium tokens. It is clear organization. Keep scenario cards sorted by encounter set icon, player cards sorted by class and level, and the currently active campaign in its own labeled row. Every future setup becomes easier. Sleeve the cards you shuffle and handle constantly. Investigator decks, encounter deck, act, agenda, locations, and frequently used reference cards. You do not need to sleeve an entire growing collection on day one. Standard American hobby sleeves often do not fit. Arkham cards use standard card game dimensions, commonly sold around 63.5 by 88mm. Check the sleeve manufacturer's fit guide before ordering in bulk. Small coin capsules can protect chaos tokens, but test one token first because capsule tolerances vary. A second cloth bag is useful only if the included bag catches tokens or makes them difficult to mix. Card stands for act and agenda cards improve table sightlines at 4 players. A large neutral playmat helps keep locations aligned, but printed zones become restrictive when campaigns use unusual maps. Storage should follow play, not ownership. Keep your active investigators, current scenario, campaign log, chaos bag, and token tray together so the next session begins in minutes. Archive completed campaigns behind them. A collection that is beautiful but exhausting to retrieve is display, not a game. Sleeve only the active archive first 2 investigator decks, and one campaign scenario need far fewer sleeves than the whole collection. Buy after counting the cards you will handle this month, not the cards you might own next year. How to use the Arkham Grimoire and rules without stopping the story? Download the current Arkham Grimoire before your first legacy campaign. It is not merely errata. The March 2026 document contains product icons, deck-building clarifications, encounter set substitutions, and exceptions that matter when a 2026 core meets Chapter 1 content. Page 46 is the compatibility page worth saving locally. At the table, use a 3-step rules protocol. 1. Read the exact card again, including timing words such as when asterisk, asterisk after asterisk, asterisk at asterisk, and instead asterisk. 2. Check the rules reference or grimoire index for the name term. 3. If the answer still takes more than 3 minutes, make the most conservative ruling, write the question down and continue. Verify after the scenario. This preserves atmosphere without training the group to guess forever. Correct the campaign record before the next session if the answer changes a persistent result. For minor action costs or enemy timing, note the correction and move on. The official substitution table is a playable bridge, not an invisible one-to-one reprint. It maps sets such as ancient evils to cosmic evils and locked doors to arcane lock, and it names scenario exceptions. If theme matters more than convenience, use the official print and play legacy encounter cards. If speed matters, use the table and accept that the old story may speak with a slightly newer accent. Verified March 19, 2026 Fantasy Flight's product archive dates the Arkham Grimoire to March 19, 2026. Recheck the live document before a future campaign, because frequently asked questions and environment guidance can change. Out-of-print traps, price discipline, and what not to buy. Fantasy Flight's live catalogue now labels many repackaged Chapter 1 boxes as past expansions or out-of-print, including Dunwich, Carcosa, Forgotten Age, Edge of the Earth, The Scarlet Keys, and Hemlock Vale. Retail inventory can still exist after that label appears. It does not turn every remaining box into a wise purchase. A modest scarcity premium may be acceptable for the exact campaign your group wants. No campaign is mechanically required to unlock another. Before buying a legacy listing, verify all four lines. The title says campaign expansion, not deluxe expansion. The box is in your language. Scenario text is extensive. The listing is one complete product, not a photograph representing several packs. A 2026 core group has a plan for legacy encounter sets, grimoire substitutions, official print and play, or an older core. Do not buy a random incomplete cycle, an expensive asterisk return to box without its base campaign, or the joke scenario Barkham Horror at rarity pricing because a marketplace calls it a grail. Rarity describes supply. It does not certify hours of useful play. Availability is dated evidence. The status above was checked June 27, 2026. Amazon stock and marketplace prices can change hourly. The official catalogue status is the more stable signal. The grail route. When a complete Arkham shelf is actually worth it, a complete shelf is worth pursuing only after two full campaigns and one replay. That sequence verifies three separate appetites: the system, the long-form story, and replay through different investigators or choices. Without the replay, completionism can masquerade as enthusiasm for a game you have only consumed once. A disciplined grail route looks like this: 2026 core, one evergreen investigator deck, one first campaign, a second campaign with a very different mood, one large investigator expansion, then selective standalones or older campaigns when available at rational prices. Store each campaign so it can be played, not merely counted. The shelf becomes extraordinary when the same card pool generates new protagonists across genuinely different stories. Carcosa tests perception. Forgotten Age tests preparation. Hemlock tests relationships and time. Drowned City tests the history you carried into its climax. The expensive object is not one rare box. It is the accumulated ability to choose a setting, build a person, and let the bag write consequences neither the deck nor the players fully control. But the stop point is legitimate at every phase. Core plus Carcosa is a real collection. Core plus three contrasting campaigns is a deep library. Completion is not a rule state, and no publisher checklist gets to decide whether your shelf is finished. Final verdict. Buy the 2026 core set and stop there until Brethren of Ash earns a second envelope. Then add one evergreen investigator deck and one complete campaign. Use the Arkham Grimoire or official print and play encounter sets for legacy campaigns. Never mistake an investigator expansion for a story box, and never let a ranking turn an out-of-print product into a compulsory purchase. The grail is not owning every box. It is having exactly enough haunted archive to choose the next story your table will actually finish. Frequently asked questions. What should I buy first for Arkham Horror, the card game in 2026? Buy the 2026 core set, SKU AHC 100. It is the current evergreen starting point, supports 1-4 players, and contains the complete three-scenario asterisk Brethren of Ash campaign. Do not add expansions until you have played it. Do I need an investigator deck to play the 2026 core set? Number the core includes 5 investigators and enough player cards to build starting decks. Should I buy the 2026 core or the 2021 revised core? New players should normally buy the 2026 core, because future Chapter 2 scenarios will use its encounter foundation. The 2021 revised core remains useful for playing legacy campaigns exactly as designed, and both boxes support up to 4 players. Can the 2026 core play old Arkham Horror LCG campaigns? Yes, with a compatibility step. Use the encounter substitutions on page 46 of the official Asterisk Arkham Grimoire, or Fantasy Flight's print and play Chapter 1 encounter sets. Some scenarios have documented exceptions, so check the grimoire before setup. What is the difference between a campaign expansion and an investigator expansion? A campaign expansion contains the story and scenarios you play. An investigator expansion contains investigators and player cards for deck building. They are independent. You may use any investigator cards in any compatible campaign. Do the campaign and investigator expansions need to match? Number matching titles are convenient product waves, not a requirement. You can play the Path to Carcosa using a 2026 Evergreen Investigator, cards from the Drowned City Investigator Expansion Asterisk, or any other legal player card collection. What is the best first Arkham Horror LCG campaign? It combines strong story, manageable structure, and exceptional replay. Choose Edge of the Earth if you prefer a cinematic expedition or Carcosa is overpriced. Should a beginner start with the Dunwich Legacy? Dunwich remains a good, mechanically direct first campaign, but it is no longer the automatic purchase because Fantasy Flight lists the repackaged box out of print. Which Arkham Horror campaign should I not buy first? Do not start with the Scarlet Keys. Its non-linear world map, time pressure, route dependence, and heavy reading make it much easier to appreciate after you understand Arkham's normal campaign rhythm. The Forgotten Age and the Circle Undone can also be harsh blind introductions. Are deluxe expansions and mythos packs still worth buying? Only for a deliberate old format collection. A deluxe expansion usually contains 2 scenarios and part of a cycle's player cards. 6 separate mythos packs complete that cycle. New buyers should seek a box explicitly labeled campaign expansion instead. How many sleeves do I need for Arkham Horror LCG? Sleeve the active investigator decks and current scenario first rather than the entire collection. Count the cards you will shuffle this campaign, then buy standard card game sleeves using the manufacturer's fit guide. Arkham cards are commonly sleeved at approximately 63.5 by 88. Is Children of Blood included in this buying order? Not yet. Fantasy Flight announced Children of Blood in May 2026 as a small Chapter 2 campaign expansion, but it had not released by this guide's June 27, 2026 research date. Start with the 2026 core and evaluate it after release. Is a complete Arkham Horror LCG collection worth it? Only after you have played 2 full campaigns and replayed 1. The library is extraordinary for groups that enjoy deck building, persistent consequences, and recurring campaign nights. Completion is unnecessary. Core plus 2 or 3 contrasting campaigns already provides years of play.